Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This week's parasha's Emor, is a very, very beautiful parasha. We read all about the Moadim, and today we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Leket Shichon Peah. Leket is what falls from the harvester's hands as he's gathering the sheaves together. So that he has to leave for the Aniyim. Shichar are the sheaves that he left in the field, that he forgot to take in. And Peah is the corner of the field that he has to leave for the Aniyim. So we read in Pasuk Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis, that when you harvest your field, you should leave the Peah, you should leave the Leket for the Ani. And the Pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So Rashi says, why? What is this parasha doing in the middle of the Regalim? On one side you have Pesach and Shavuos, on the other side you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. What does the parasha of giving Matnas Aniyim in the field have to do with the Chagim? Answers Rashi, anybody who gives, to tell you that anybody who gives Leket Shichon Peah as he's supposed to, is as if he built a Beis HaMikdash and was makriv korbanos in this Beis HaMikdash. And this Rashi is based on a Torah Kohanim. So we see that Rashi says that if you bring Leket Shichon Peah, it's as if you built a Beis HaMikdash and you're makriv korbanos, gevaldik. So we have to understand this Rashi. A few kashas. Rashi says that there's something special about Leket Shichon Peah. It's as if you built a Beis HaMikdash and were makriv korbanos. What's that different than all the other mitzvahs of chesed? Whenever you do a mitzvah of chesed, it's gevaldik, it's terrific, why don't you say there? It's as if you built a Beis HaMikdash and brought korbanos. No, dafka here. Only in Leket Shichon Peah it says that it's as if you were makriv korbanos and you built a Beis HaMikdash and you were makriv korbanos. But no other mitzvah of chesed. Why is it different than any other mitzvah of chesed? Question number two is, why does it have to even tell us that it's as if you built a Beis HaMikdash and brought korbanos? The whole purpose of being a Beis HaMikdash is bringing the korbanos. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira that there's a mitzvah say to build a house to Hashem, to be makriv korbanos. So say it's as if you were makriv korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we have to talk about the Shlav Beinai in the middle stage of the building of the Beis HaMikdash? The Iker is that you can bring korbanos. Say if you give this Leket Shichon Peah, it's as if you brought korbanos. Question number two. Question number three is that in Parashas Emor, Rashi says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ne'aman L'shalim Schar. I am the Lord your God. I am faithful, you can trust that I'm going to pay you. I'm going to reward you. In Parashas Kedoshim, there's a parallel pasuk there talking about Matnas Aniyim. And there Rashi says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm going to punish you. So why here I am God, you can trust me, I'll give you a reward. There I am God, I am a judge, Elohim is a judge. Elohim is a judge. I'm God, I'm going to punish you. So why here is Ani Hashem Elokeichem mean reward, and there it means punishment in Parashas Kedoshim. In addition to these three kashas, we also would like to understand the connection between Rus and Shavuos. We know that we read Rus and Shavuos. And the question is why? So there are a number of reasons given. One reason given is, because if you look in the Torah in Parashas Emor, you'll see that Shavuos is written next to the Parash of Matnas Aniyim. And we know that Boaz was very generous to Rus. And therefore on Shavuos, which is connected to Ktzira, we read Rus, where Boaz was generous with his wheat. And specifically, Shavuos is connected to Leket Shichon Peah, because that's what the Pesukim are talking about. So what's this connection between Shavuos? Shavuos is written in the Torah next to the mitzvah of Matnas Aniyim of Leket Shichon Peah. So to summarize, we have four things we have to look into. Number one, how is Leket Shichon Peah different than all other mitzvahs of Chesed? Here you get a special word as if you build a Beis HaMikdash and a makriv korbanos. Number two, why to say as if you build a Beis HaMikdash? It's enough to say that you brought the korbanos. Number three, why here is Rashi saying, Yeshem Elokeichem, I'm going to reward you. And in Parashas Kedoshim, it says that I'm going to punish you. And question number four, last but not least, is to understand the shaykhahs between the mitzvah of Peah and Shavuos. So Moriv Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, presented the following mahalach. Very, very beautiful. This is an Ashir he gave in the year Tavshin Samach Vav. Asher Misha Zach Aliros is Panav HaKadoshis. Rabbi Say Ayikarim, sweetest friends. Open your hearts. A lot of times when we do chesed, it makes us feel good. Let's admit it. We feel good. We give tzedakah. We help somebody. We go visit someone in the hospital. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you're liable to feel very good about yourself to the point that it could lead one to gaiva. then even the Nefesh HaBamis enjoys a chesed. Makes a person feel good. Person gives an halva. Here, take 10 grand. I feel good to give a loan. It's fun to give loans. But that's not the ultimate goal of chesed. The ultimate goal of chesed is to do without any other purposes, any other ulterior motives, just to do the right thing. There's a very well-known story about Rav Simcha Bunim Pshischa. And one time a very poor man came to him, and he had lost his wife, and he had little children. And Rav Simcha Bunim was shaken to the core by the man's story. He gave him a nice donation. A few minutes later he said, call the guy back. He gave him another donation. The Chassidim said, Rebbe Rabunim, I have a Rebbe. What's that? This? What are you doing? Why twice? The first time you gave him enough. And the Halakha Rebbe, Rebbe Rabunim said, first time I gave him because I felt badly for him. And the Pasuk says, Nasam titin lo v'lo yirah levavcha v'sitcha lo, which simply means, give to him and you shouldn't have an evil heart as you give to him. Don't feel bad you're giving tzedakah. That's the simple meaning. You should be happy to give tzedakah. But it could also be taken to mean, v'lo yirah levavcha v'sitcha lo. Don't give him because you have a ra lev, because you feel badly. Because you're guilty, because it makes you feel horrible to see this person. So by giving him your gate, taking yourself out of your own pain, not him, it's not about him, it's about you. Don't give for yourself, give for him. And therefore I called him the second time to give tzedakah properly, because the first time I gave, because I felt so horrible for the person. It was just for, it wasn't about me, it wasn't about him, it was about me. I needed to give, because I felt rotten. And now I'm giving because it's the right thing to do. And that's the difference between tzedakah and all the other mitzvahs and chesed and the mitzvah of like a chicham peyah. The other mitzvahs you do with pnius. You do because it makes you feel good. You're liable to chas v'shalom. A person can't even come to gaiva. But this mitzvah, the giver doesn't see the receiver. The receiver doesn't see the giver. It's time. The harvest ended. He leaves the corner. The aniyim come. He's already home. He doesn't have to see them. They don't have to see him. Same thing. Chicham peyah. They go to the field afterwards. They see what's left there. Gavaldik. So what's special about this mitzvah is it's not about you feeling good. It's about really giving. The ani not having to be embarrassed, and the giver not having to see the ani. That's what these mitzvahs are about. In fact, there's a Mori D'Kachidish in the Sefer Rashmi Shantz, in his Perish to the Mishnayis, in Peah, Mishnah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. There it says, that there's a pasuk that teaches you, that a lokeach is pater from Meiser. Because it says, Aser to aser v'achalta tevuah zarecha. You should be ma'aser, your tevuah. But if it's a buyer, it's not his tevuah anymore, it was someone else's. So he's pater. So Rashi Shantz says, wait a second. For Peah, there's another pasuk. Peah says that you're pater from giving Peah, because the pasuk says that the levi will come who doesn't have a portion with you. But if it's Peah, where everybody has an equal portion, where all the aniyim can come, that's going to be pater from ma'aseris. You only have to give ma'aseris where not everybody has an equal portion. But Peah, where everyone has an equal portion, it's pater from ma'aseris. Where it's yadav v'yad, yadcha v'yadav shavim. That's the Rosh. I don't understand. Why shouldn't it be any different? It's not zarecha. Just like a lokech is pater. A buyer is pater because it's not his seed. Someone else is. So too Peah. Should be pater. It isn't yours. It's the giver's. Originally. So therefore you should be pater from ma'aseris. So why do we need a new pasuk, not to a zarecha? We need a different pasuk to say that Peah's pater from giving ma'aser, from ma'aseris? The answer is, says the Rashmi Shantz, an unbelievable hafle b'felo d'kachidish, that if not for this pasuk, we would be mechayev and ani to take off ma'aser. If not for the pasuk of Uba Levi, if the Levi will come and who doesn't have a portion with you, but if something, he would have an equal portion, yadcha v'yadu shavim. You don't have to give ma'aser. If not for that pasuk, he would be chayev. Why? Because tvor zarecha is not enough to pater pay. Why? The kevin de zachi lurachman abai sadeh. Tvor zarecha karinan bay. Since the Torah was mizaki you in this field, it's called tvor zarecha. We thought until now that who does the field belong to? To the owner. It's not true. The field doesn't belong to the owner. Who does the field belong to? The ani also. The ani, Rashi says, is a chelik in the field. And therefore you can't pater an ani from Meiser, because it's not Zarecha. It is Zarecha. It's his just like it's yours. So it's not, he's not like a lokech. Therefore there's another pasuk that says that a pay is pater from Meisers. But if not for that other pasuk, you would think he's chayev. Why would you think he's chayev? Why is he any different than a lokech? A buyer originally wasn't his. No, it was his. It was his. It's his just like it's yours. And therefore, we have a pasuk that says, no, listen, a Levi can come and take from this field also. So since a Levi can take from it, it's patur from Maaser. Only when the Levi doesn't have a portion, you have to give Maaser. But when the Levi has a portion, you have to give Maaser. Al kapanim, what do we see from here? An unbelievable chiddush. That he's considered a shutuf b'guf asadeh. So leket, shech, and peh are different than all the other mitzvot stuck in chesed. Because the ani isn't on the level of a makabah. And these matanos, the Torah is mezakeh the aniyim, to be like bailim on the karka. They're the owners of the land. It's like they're two equal partners. So he's taking his own, he's taking what belongs to him. So if we're giving what belongs to him, that's going to be a lot more l'shem shemayim. And now it says, Mori Rabbi Shlita, we can take this a step further. We can understand Rashi. Rashi says in the name of Redeemus Rabbi Yosef, Mara Kasuv Litna Be'emsa Regalim. Why is it written in the middle of the regal and Pesach and Shavuos on one side of this mitzvah, and Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Chag Sukkot on the other side? And it's a teaching that anyone who gives lekat shich and pay, it's as if he built a Beis HaMikdash in his days, and he was makriv korbanos. So that's what Rashi says. So with respect to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we find something very beautiful in the Mechilta de Rebbe Yishmael and Bishalach and Parasha Aleph. It says, Mizmor Shir Yom B'chanukah Sabayis L'David, B'chi David B'no, V'lo Shlomo B'no, it says in the Pasuk, that whose bias was it? The bias of David. David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. As it says, even Shlomo is a bias. Uma Talmud Lomar, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, excuse me. What is the Pasuk teaching us when it says Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid? Lefi Shenosan David Nafsho Olav Levnoso Nikral Shno. Since David sacrificed so much to build it, he was no saying Nafsho Olav. He would do anything to build it. Nigral Shmo. It's called after his name. Because David had the Ishtokukus, you're right, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. But David had the Ishtokukus, he had the desire to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'yashtekin pusik shira ma'alot zechor Adonai le David et kol anato asher nishpa al Hashem nadar lavir Yaakov im avo bo'ol beiti im ele al eres yitzuai im etain shnat leinai ulapapai tmuna tnuma Adem tzama kom la Hashem ishkenot lavir Yaakov. David HaMelech said, "I can't ishlufin. I can't go to sleep until I find a makom for the Beis HaMikdash." And even though David was told by Nosan Anavi in Chronicles in Divrei Yamim Aleph, Perek Chav Beis Pasukhes, you're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash because you spilled blood. Didn't matter to David. His whole life he wanted to build. Nifsucha begam kolsa nafshi lechatzus Hashem. David HaMelech wanted more than anything else to build the Chatzus Hashem. He had a kisuf, he had a shtokukus. His desire was to build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Built il Hashem levado, nor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the only thing David wanted. And so even though he wasn't Zohar to actually build the Beis HaMikdash, and not only that, not only didn't he get covered, he got bizyonis. Like it says in the Gemara, Makas and Dafyud, what does it mean? Shira Malas, the David Samachti, Bomli Beis Hashem Nelech. David said in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Benish Elohim. I heard people say, Masa Yavim Zakein Zev Yavim Shlomo Beno Beivin Beis Avachira. People are saying, when's David already gonna croak? Excuse me, that was not respectable. That's what they were saying. When is he gonna die already? And then we'll be able to build the Beis Hamikdash and be Yol Arega. Visamachti. David HaMelech said, I was sufrid. That, I'm sure David HaMelech spoke Yiddish. That made David happy. He didn't care if people weren't being nice to him. He just wanted there to be a house for God. Kiviyachal. And that's the Dvarim HaMuflaim Shel Baal HaSvat Emet, who writes in Parashas Dvarim, in Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet, 1874, Kol Dor She'eino Nivna Beit HaMikdash Kilu Nechrav B'yamav. Any generation that doesn't build a Beis HaMikdash, if it was destroyed in that time. Kasher lahavin sheharbei doros tzaddikei elyon shenemar sheiroi lios nechrav bimeim. They were tzaddikim. You say that Beis HaMikdash is destroyed in their time. How can that be? V'nirah lefareish ki kol yemei adorot mitztarfin umitkansim kol ha'arot shel avodat bnei Yisrael liot ruyim legeula. All of the avod of all the generations all come together. All the lights to make us roy for the geula. Ki ayaleh al hadat shedor ha-geula yu kol kach ruyim b'zchutam levad ha-geula. How can it be that the dor ha-geula alone will be roy? No, it's the schus of all the generations. Rak she-schus kol dor v'dor ozer u-mevi ma'at binyan beit ha-mikdash v'ha-binyan nemshach kol yimei ha-galut כמאמר בונה ירושלים, וזה שאמר שכל דור שאינו מסייע לבניינו. So it says that only a door, every door helps and brings a little bit of the binyan beis hamikdash. And the binyan continues throughout all the galus, and that's what it means. Bonei Yerushalayim. As we speak, Yerushalayim is being built. And that's what it means. Any door that doesn't help in the building, any generation that doesn't help in the building. So it doesn't mean that every generation is right that the beis hamikdash should be destroyed. But Chazal are telling us that kilu nechrav biyamav, because every door has to contribute. There were many great doros, and we believe that they all contributed to the ultimate building of Yerushalayim. And that's why we say in davening, bonei Yerushalayim, not yivne Yerushalayim. We say bonei. Now God is building Jerusalem as we speak. As we speak, as Yom Yerushalayim comes closer and closer, that's part of the building, and every generation brings it closer. So we have to have the ruts, and we have to have the shtok, because the desire, the yearning, the pining to build this Beis HaMikdash. And that, in fact, is as if the Beis HaMikdash is built in our time. So now we can understand why dafka the mitzvahs of leket, shich, and peyah, and not in all the mitzvahs of tzedak and chesed. Chazal said, malin olav kilubana Beis HaMikdash v'hikrav korbanosav v'socha. It's as if he built a Beis HaMikdash and he was makriv korbanos. Because dafka these mitzvahs that have no pniyah, that have no negiyah, that have no ulterior motives, it's just a pure desire to do the right thing. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. You just want to help somebody else. You're giving him what belongs to him. That will bring the binyan Beis HaMikdash. So it's not enough to say hakravas hakarbanos. Because hakravas hakarbanos, you can feel good about yourself. Oh, I brought a carbon, look at me, fat cow. Not me, the fat cow, that I brought a fat cow. But look at me, I built the Beis HaMikdash. Building the Beis HaMikdash, says the Rebbe Shlita, what a beautiful idea. Building the Beis HaMikdash is a pure, a ratzon tohov amiti, a pure will and desire just to do the right thing. To build the Beis HaMikdash Hashem like David HaMelech, and these mitzvahs are also symbolized as purity. And now we can also understand. Rokech says, one of the Rishonim, Minag likros megillas rus ba'atzeres kolbin kriyas haTorah lefisha kasev b'parshas emor ala kohanim binyan amoadim b'parshas shvuas ksiv ubekutzichem eskitzir aratzichem lani v'lagir tazav osam uksiv toras chesed al lishona uboaz asakein b'tziras al rus lachen koron ba'atzeres megillas rus. So it's a minute to read on megillas rus on shvuas before kriyas haTorah, because it says in parshas emor ala kohanim about the moadim. In Parashat Shavuos, it says the mitzvah of Lekat Shechan Peah. And in fact, that's what Boaz did. Boaz did the mitzvah of Lekat Shechan Peah. He helped Rus. He gave her from his crop. And that's the connection between Shavuos and Rus. Because in Shavuos, next to the Parashat Shavuos in the Torah, it talks about the giving the aniyim from the crop. And that's what Boaz did in Megillas Rus. So Boaz sees the great tsar of Rus HaMoaviyah, when she goes after the kotzrim to gather some sheaves of wheat. He didn't just give it to her. It wasn't enough. He wanted to do the greatest mitzvah of chesed. He wanted to make her a partner. And that partnership is really what's going to bring Malchus Beis David. So now we understand even in a deeper way what the relationship between Shavuos and this mitzvah of the mitzvahs of leket, shich, and peyar. Because the mitzvah of leket, shich, and peyar must be done with pure motivations. And those pure motivations are what inspired Boaz, what prompted Boaz to not only give to Rus, but ultimately to marry Rus. And that is going to bring Malchus Beis David, that is going to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. So Shavuos, the Torah connects Shavuos to these mitzvahs. And therefore it's leket shichan peyah, and therefore it's kedai and shvuas to read about Rus, where these mitzvahs were fulfilled in the most complete way. And therefore, mirtzeh Hashem, b'karav mamish, we will be zocha to the binyan beis hamikdash. So that's the kesher, sweetest friends. You have the parsha of shvuas. Shvuas is connected in the Torah to leket shichan peyah, and the Boaz, in fact, fulfilled the mitzvah of giving rus from his field, but he had pure motivations. If he wasn't so pure, he wouldn't have married her. Whoever thought, you see a poor woman, you marry her? So, but that's with Boaz. So Boaz did this complete chesed. He wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus. So that's what we're supposed to think about, and we learn Megillas Rus, and we read Megillas Rus, and that's all connected to Shavuos, as the Torah connects the two. And now we can also understand the difference between Rashi and our parasha, and Rashi and Parashas Kedoshim. Because the question is, why do you have to write the parasha twice? The parasha of Matnas Aniyim. So the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Tzadi Dalit, has a limud in why you need two parashas. There it says, La'achar, then our parasha is coming to teach us that La'ir filu la'achar shinui, filu la'achar hefker. So look there, Gemara Baba Kama. If you're learning Daf Yomi, it wasn't so long ago that you learned it. But according to our derech, we can say that the first parasha is talking about somebody who was mafrish peya without ratzon. And now, in our parasha, you have a new chiddush. Somebody that has to be mafresh peah with ratzon, like the maisa with Reb Simcha Bunim, that a person wants to improve his giving, that it should be bilti l'Hashem levada. And that fits in beautifully with the lashon of the Gemara there in Bava Kama. There it says tazov yaseira. There's an extra tazov, and from there we have newly mudin. So what's the extra tazov that a person has to be tazov? He has to leave. He has to leave, not only leave la'ani v'la'ger tazov osam, not only leave the food for the ani and the ger, but a person also has to leave his negative ritzonos, leave his pnius for himself. Some parashas kedoshim, we're talking about somebody who does the mitzvah because he doesn't have so much ratzon. And in parashas emor, we're talking about somebody who's did it with great ratzon. And therefore in parashas kedoshim, Rashi says it's talking about I'm God, I'm going to punish somebody who doesn't do the mitzvah. Because there it's talking about Sur Meira. And here where you have an extra tazov, here it's telling you a new chiddush of Asei Tov. Not only about refraining from not fulfilling the mitzvah. It's about doing it in the most positive way. It's about doing it with complete ratzon and desire just to help the yoni. So now we understand what the greatest giving is. We understand that giving is giving not for any ulterior motive, just because it's the right thing to do. And that's Matnas Aniyim. And that's Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that says Abaye and Darim and Mem Aleph. That's connected to Shavuos, because Abaye says, Ein Ani Ela Bideya. There's another types of Aniyas. There's Aniyas Bideya. So sometimes you have a person who's an ani and bedas, you feel like you're giving to him. Person's a rebbe, he feels like he's giving to the Talmidim. You have to know that he has an equal portion. The Torah is his also. And not to feel you're any greater than him or you're any better than him. I always like to say about myself, I mean probably because it's true, that I don't even have Talmidim. I have Rabbeim and friends. My Talmidim, I don't have Talmidim. But the people, somebody's people will say, you're Talmidim, I don't have Talmidim. I have friends, and a lot of them I learn from, I can even call them my Rebbe. In fact, the Gemara in Shavuos says in Daf Hey, that we're so far away from knowing the Torah. Torah is limitless. So compared to what there is actually to know, there's really not much difference between the biggest gaon and the biggest Amaretz, between Rav Chaim Knievsky and the biggest Amaretz walking down the street, compared to what there is to know. It's like compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how we have another. He's the most talented person in the world, but compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's nothing. So him, compared to another person, they're both almost equidistant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're both billions and billions of light years away to what God is. And same thing with the Yedius HaTorah. There's so much to know. So there's no reason we should feel any chas v'shalom misnasis to anybody. And to really make everybody feel that, make people maybe a little less than us feel like they have an equal chela, just like we have an equal chela, we're not any better than they are. to share with them and to give to them and to give for the purest motivations. That's Shavuos. Shavuos is the giving of the Torah. And that's what we can continuing the Doras Olam. Constantly Brachat Hashem. No Sein HaTorah. God is giving the Torah right now. We should give it, and we should give it b'chefetz lev, and with a ratzon, and then l'shem shamayim. Is that we saw as the theme of today's shir? To give l'shem shamayim, to give because that's what the right thing to do, because that's what God wants you to do. Like the Rambam says, "Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu zakas is Yisrael, l'fikah chirbalam Torah mitzvahs." Kadosh Baruch Hu want to be mizakah am Yisrael, so He gave us lots of Torah mitzvahs in the hope that maybe one mitzvah will do properly. One mitzvah will do l'shma, just because it's the right thing to do. And that's what we learn from the mitzvah of Lekat Shechem Peyer. We should be Zochem Mitzvah Shem B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Always to do things with the right motivations. Not just to make ourselves feel better. But always to think, what's the right thing to do? I'm comfortable, I'm not comfortable. Somebody invites you to a simcha. I won't be comfortable there. Ah, oh, I won't sit with my wife. I won't sit with my wife, I'm not going. I will sit with my wife. I will sit with my wife, I'm not going. All of these things. Hashem Yishmereinu. You make somebody happy. If you go and make them happy, you'll make them happy. It's a schlep. Ah! But you'll make them happy. You'll make a person happy. Make a phone call sometimes. Ugh! I don't really want to call this person. This person's a nudnik. I don't really enjoy talking to this person. Maybe dafka, the people who you don't enjoy talking to, usually are the people who need the phone call the most. So that's really, with no pnius, that's such a big avoda. Such a big avoda, a person that's chesed. Just natural. I even once read scientifically that there's a certain enzyme, a certain chemical that's secreted in the brain when one does an act of kindness. You feel good. There's no way you can't get around it. You feel good, you help somebody. But you know what? That's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because it's the will of Hashem. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. We're doing it because it's emes, because it's tov. And not for ourselves. And that's the mitzvah of Lekat Shechem Peyer. It's His field. Don't feel good about yourself. It's His just like it's yours. You don't see Him, He doesn't see you also, like we said. So in that tzchus, we should be zochem et Hashem, to be mekabel Torah v'ratzon this Shavuos. And we also learned a little bit about Yerushalayim, how the ki'ilu nechnil, it's as if it was destroyed if you don't build it. I'm not talking about literally building it. But if you didn't add to the building, baruch at Hashem, bonei Yerushalayim, as we speak, we're building it. But in order to build it, in order to make the building of Yerushalayim complete, we need a shtovukus to build Yerushalayim. There has to be a desire. That's what builds Yerushalayim, and then it's called ours. Kolamis Abel HaYerushalayim Zocha Rov Simchasa, like all the Mefarshim Ramadaik. It doesn't say if you're warned for Jerusalem. You will see its Simcha. Zocha, right now you see it. You see it in your mind's eye. You see it, you're a shutuf to the Simcha of Yerushalayim. Because you're so connected to Yerushalayim. You love Yerushalayim, so that's really... Connects, there's going to be about 270 million Jews who are all going to be celebrating the Nisim v'Niflaos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us 42 years ago, and that 1967. And we should be Zochem Mitzvah Hashem, Ki Meitzeis Chamei Sassan Arena V'Niflaos, that should just be the beginning. Mamisha. A sliver of light compared to the great ore that's going to fill the world. La'asid lavo, when Mashiach comes, that the light of the moon is going to be seven times like the light of the sun. And the light of the sun, oh my gosh, as the Navi promises us, will be zelcha to the oraganos, the kol abrachos, the kor of mamish, the binyan habayis, as we learned with pure ratzon, the bias, Mashiach tzidkenu, who was born as a result of pure motives, the motives of Boaz. The Meheira vi Amenu, Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.